at you. Discouraged, I don't know. Every time I see a 10-40, out of my pocket it goes.
Hey, it's 92.3 WTTS in Palmerton Hall with Robert Cray, as we are just now a week away from the show on the Farm Bureau Insurance Lawn at White River State Park. I had a chance to talk to Robert a few years ago, and I was joking with you about the 1040 blues. And did that bring you any extra scrutiny? The IRS has been misbehaving lately, so I hope those books are still accurate.
They are.
Yeah, good.
I keep them totally square.
Since last time we talked, you've been inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. I think that's got to feel very special.
It's a great honor. You know, there's a lot of people who gave me the opportunity, you know, so it's been fantastic.
And you think that's a big deal. I'll tell you, recently you were the subject of our morning music mindbender, Robert, and it had to do with the fact that you were in Otis Day and the Knights, bass player in the movie Animal House. I was shocked to stumble across that fact. I didn't know that.
It's funny, but it happened just because of where I was living. And in 1976, a woman came up to me after a bar gig and said, she asked me if I wanted to be in a movie, and I said, yeah, right, you're doing a movie here in this small town. The town was Eugene, Oregon. And then a couple months later, they contacted me again and said, can you make rehearsals? And then I said, yeah, I'll be back on Sunday. So I made rehearsals and got, you know, suited up and all that stuff. And the next 3 days, we were shooting this movie that we didn't know the name of until it came out, and it was called Animal House. Otis Day and the Knights. I have been knighted. They were in town to shoot the movie for, you know, a couple of months. You know, we had the band, the Cray Band, and then there was this guy whose name is Curtis Salgado. We had a group called the Nighthawks. And on Monday nights, we had a splinter group called the Crayhawks. And one night, you know, during a break, these people came up to us and said, you know, this guy John Belushi's out in the audience. Why don't you let him sit in? And we go, who? Because, you know, we always worked on Saturday nights. And eventually we let him up on stage, and he did his Joe Cocker impersonation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, like, we befriended him. And Curtis spent a lot of time with Belushi schooling him on the blues. And to make a long story short, the whole thing turned out that, you know, he got the idea for the Blues Brothers through watching the Crayhawks, which, you know, was Curtis and I singing. Curtis plays harmonica and wore the Ray-Ban sunglasses. And so when that record, when they did their first promotion on Saturday Night Live, Paul Schaefer was doing his Don Kirshner impersonation, and he goes, and with the help of Kurt Salgado and the Cray Band, we give you the Blues Brothers.
Well, that's just a remarkable story circumstance that came about for you. You're here next week with Peter Frampton, the Guitar Circus, and I would think you guys, well, there'd be some audience overlap, but maybe not a lot.
We're pulling from different worlds. I mean, we go out and we open the show, and we have a lot of our fans out there, and of course there's a lot of Peter Frampton fans, and it works out pretty great. I mean, it's fun, because also on the gig there's been other guitarists sitting in. Like when we started the tour in Nashville, we had Vince Gill and Steve Cropper sitting in with Peter, and then so last night here in Texas we had Vernon Reed sitting in. So it's been, and there'll be others. So it's a pretty fun show.
Robert Cray, thank you so much. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.